Blog Talk Radio.
Empire State of Mind. Let's go.
Finger looking up. I'm ready for tonight. I feel good, real good. Can't nobody hold me down. I'm gonna take advantage of all these flashing lights. Cause it's the best time for it. We can do it
all right now.
Show, you know, to this month we are doing the month of music. I mean, we are doing June is our month of music. We are featuring all our local talent and local artists, and so tonight we have a wonderful treat for you guys. Ooh, I just can't wait. We have last week and then over the weekend, you know, we had a lot of events, guys. We had all these graduations. We just kind of been moving and shaking, isn't that right, Ken?
Shout out to the class of 2015. Y'all really, really, really put it down this weekend. Had a brother traveling all over the place, so was rolling from one end of town to the other. But I tell you what, love each and every graduate that graduated this year. Wish you all luck and success in anything that you do, and just keep pushing, keep going, and keep it popping, all right? And I'm going to tell you like this, we do have a couple of quick announcements that we want to roll into. We are a part of the Destiny Empowerment Radio Network, which has a load of shows that we all are a part of. Right now on the docket on Sunday nights, you can always log in, catch my boy Montavian Morrow with his show, Keeping It Together with Relationship Coach Montavian Morrow. He talks to you about everything from marriage to divorce to single parenthood to co-parenting to whatever is going on, sex, whatever is your question, whatever is your issue with relationships. Mr. Montavian Morrow will do everything he can to get you steered in the right direction. Get with him each and every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time on Destiny Empowerment Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can get with us each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. So if you're on with us right now, we thank you. We bless you. We hope you all have had a great, great, great start to your week. We're going to finish off the first night of the work week with a little bit of fun and a little bit of excitement for you. So stay tuned. We got plenty more to go for that. Also, Kelsey, who do we have coming up tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow night, of course, we have the beautiful Miss Sharice Riley with the Business Makeover Edition. I tell you, if you're not tuning into this show, she is on every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 6:45, going over everything to make over your business. So if you're struggling in your business or you want to know how to kick your business off and kind of get tips and advice on what to do and what not to do, then this show, The Business Makeover with Ms. Sharice Riley, is for you. And it is aired every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, we have an amazing event. Ladies, do I have a treat for you? We are having our third annual Power Your Way Forward Women's Conference and Gala this weekend, Friday, June 12th through Saturday, June 13th, and that is here in Dallas, Texas, at the Embassy Suites. I tell you, I will be in attendance, and also I must say my dear friend and the show that I was just talking about, The Business Makeover Edition, Sharice Riley, will be one of the speakers on the panel. So if you have not purchase a ticket, or if you're interested in attending this event this weekend, please reach out to us on the chat room and in the message board, and we'll be sure to get you the information where you need to register and be a part of this wonderful, powerful event, Power Your Way Forward Women's Conference and Gala 2015.
All right. So now, as Kelsey said earlier today on the show, we have a very, very, very special guest that we'll be bringing up in our next segment. We're about to go to break, but this month in June is all about the music, and our special guest that we will be talking to, that we will be presenting to you and introducing to others is none other than the beautiful, the talented, the sultry, the sexy Miss Monique Renee. We will be right back on The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. Thank you for joining us.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Defined, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
All right. We had a bit of difficulty there. If you are here and you can hear me, and I do apologize for that, here we go. Anyone that has someone online, we have a very, very big fire show right now that we're going into. I want you to pause right now. If you have not got anybody on the line, call them right now, text them, tweet them, whatever you've got to do. Have them call into our number 646-564-9774 because they don't want to miss the music. They don't want to miss the interview with the lovely, lovely Miss Monique Renee. We'll be bringing her up here just shortly. Get them on the line right now. Also, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Destiny Empowerment Radio. Click on the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey link and have them tune in right now because I'm telling you, they do not want to miss one moment of this show. From this point forward, let's get them on the line. Let's get them on the chat. Let's go. All right, Kelsey?
All right. So, I am ready. Can this lady is so talented and so gifted, and I just cannot wait for everybody to hear what we already know. You know what I mean?
All right. Sure do. And I'm going to tell you right now, before we bring her up to speak to you all, to speak to our people, right now we're going to play one of her singles right now. This is Miss Monique Renee with I Want It All. Kelsey, don't we love this one right here?
Oh, this one of my favorites. I'm going to tell you right now, when he hit play, let me tell you, this song right here gave me my life. I was clutching my pearls the whole time. Yes, I said clutching my pearls. So without further ado, I Want It All by Miss Monique Renee.
You said that you want me, but you ain't really want me. You said you really needed me, but then you just mistreated me. But I allowed it. I found out that if I let you walk all over me, you'd do it. And I ain't taking that shit no more, no more. Boy, if you wanna be with me, then go
my God. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Fire,
Lord,
fire,
help us.
Fire. We got
baby, she said,
all,
I want
baby.
It all, honey. She
we
said,
got to bring
Ken,
it
she
on.
Said, baby, she said, I want it all. I mean, all. I mean, don't leave no stone unturned. Do you hear me? Woo, I'm hot over here. I had to get a fan. Woo, Jesus.
Monique, where you at,
Monique,
baby?
Monique. Hello, hello. How y'all doing?
Hello.
Good evening.
Oh, good. Good evening. How are you?
You already got your
great.
Girl over there fired up.
I see it. I'm so glad that you liked it. I'm glad that you're enjoying it. That's what I put it out for the enjoyment of others.
Yes,
absolutely,
ma'am.
Absolutely. So. All right. Let's just. Hey, we introducing you to our listening audience. So first things first, who is Monique Renee?
Monique Renee is soulful, seductive. I am humble. I'm a hard worker. I love music. I love to perform. I just love to give me in my music. So that is what you're going to see. That's what you're going to know. And for sure, that's what you're going to love about me.
I hear that. That's what I love about, you know, real music. I think I saw a post you did recently said real music, you don't always hear it on the radio. And to be truthful, I've done enough in the music game. I've sat and wrote for folks and stuff like that. And sometimes when you get into the modes where you just be jamming and stuff, that's where the real music is at. I'm sorry, that after party stuff, that back room stuff that people don't know about.
Yeah, that real life special.
Yep.
Yeah. That's that when you're in your creative zone.
For sure. And it's pure and it's all real. So I'm telling you, I really truly enjoy listening to your music, and I've been listening to it for a number of years. I ain't gonna tell people why, but I've known this particular artist for a minute. But I'm gonna tell you like this: how long, or let me say. I know the answer to this because it's what most people say, where you get your start at.
Mhm. Yes. I got my start in church. So that giveaway. The rolls and the runs and the soulfulness, you know. Just let go. But yeah, I started out in church really young. My mom and my dad used to sing praise and worship at the church, and then they also sang together at people's weddings and all of that. So I got to the point where it was how I identified spending time with them. So I wanted to be like them. I wanted to do what I saw my parents doing, and it came natural. I had an opportunity, and I tried to capitalize on it as much as possible. Started at 2, and I really don't think I ever stopped.
I can see it, though,
based on your personality. And started at 2 and didn't stop. I could see that. Yeah. just talking to you and that energy that you have and the way you project, I mean, it just comes through and through. And I can see how, you know, church and your being with your parents was an influence for you, and it just stuck. And then it made you operate in your gifts and talents.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I want. You know, you work so hard to try to be the truest form of you and not get changed so much in the industry. It's really hard, but I feel like my humble beginnings, in which I'm still in the, you know, the beginning of my career, just waiting for it to go to the next level. And, you know, first of all, I want to thank you guys for the opportunity this evening. Love what you're doing. Kudos, clap, clap. But, you know, it's the foundation of things and how you start out. And I just, you know, just want to take my time and let things come as they come and just be prepared for them.
I feel you on that, because you definitely, you know, you don't want to move too soon, because you don't want to move, you know, and I can't help it. That's just the preacher in me. You know, you don't want to move too soon because you don't want to move out of the will of God. And you know what I'm saying? I know that sometimes people be like, well, you've been doing this for so long, And you don't realize when people actually blow up, they've been doing stuff for years, you know.
Yes, yes.
And the thing about it is people don't understand. That's that struggle process that everybody has to go through, that building process that gets you to where. Because once you get into that moment where God elevates you and puts you in that area, then all of a sudden, now you out there. And you appreciate it a whole lot more than if you had just jumped in, started singing, belting out a few tunes, and somebody heard you and like, oh, we're going to sign you on the spot. Because yeah. at that point, you don't take it for granted that God gave you this gift, that God gave you, you know, everything that comes with that gift. You know, you know, people talk about, we do it for the money and the fame. No, some people just do it for the love. And when
right.
you do it for the love, it shows. And I can hear it. And everything that you sing, there is that love, because sometimes, you know, especially when it comes to music, you know when it's fake. When people are sitting out there singing and it's like, I don't feel nothing from this song.
Nothing.
I don't
yeah.
feel nothing. It don't they ain't been through nothing they talking about. it's just, I mean, seriously. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I agree with you 100%.
No, I mean, it's just like, really? How you going to talk about a broken heart? You 12.
Ain't been through nothing. Keep living, baby. Keep living.
Right. It's not even relatable.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
But that's the maturity level in music, I feel, with the artists we have coming in now on the mainstream, it's, you know, it's moving to a way that, you know, it's for the young ear, it's for the young audience, but music meant so much more, like, in the 90s. When I fell in love with music, when I knew I wanted to sing, I mean, Jodeci, SWV, TLC, you know, those type of groups, but I can take it all the way back to the Gap Band. I love the Gap Band, one of my favorite. Heatwave is one of my favorite bands. Jackson 5, Michael Jackson. It's just so, the list goes on and on. Anita Baker. You know, I just love those artists, and I wish we had more to pick from these days, but that's why I picked my gavel back up. You know, I picked my mic back up. Let me put it in those terms. I picked my mic back up, and I'm getting in there, and I am not going to rest until I'm satisfied or I'm happy with what music is, because I know there's people out there seeking good music, you know, just like me. I can't be the only one. You know,
no,
we can't be the only people. Yeah, so
I'm
music, R&B is starving, and I'm ready to feed it. I really am.
All right, I hear that. And I'm telling you, not just R&B, but R&B fans are starving.
Yeah,
I mean, they hungry. Anytime somebody come out with something, they latching on to it and chomping at the bit, and then they end up regurgitating it right back up because it's no good. You know, we want some. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm with you. The songs that Mom and them used to play when we was kids still ring with me. Like you said, the Gap Band. One of my favorite songs, "Yearning for Your Love," because that was, you know what I'm saying. Because that's just one I heard ever since I was a little boy, and every time I hear it now, and Charlie goes, "My heart," and I'm like, ah.
I know how that feels.
I know how that, but you know what I'm saying? I know how that feels when your heart is yearning for, you know, your mate or somebody. So, you know, it's that, you know, it sticks to you. You know what I mean? It's that music. When you, like you said, you're feeding people, eat something and it stick to you. Same thing with music. When you get good music, it's going to stick to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what you read.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, to you all's point, Jodeci, SWV, the Gap Band, Heatwave, all those artists and stuff, they talked about things that made you think and be. It wasn't all that bumping and grinding and doing all that other stuff. It wasn't that. It was all about the realness, real situations, real issues, and it was relatable. And those artists just had a way of touching your soul, you know, and you want to play. I remember when I was growing up in high school and stuff, I know I used to wear out a cassette tape. I would play that tape until, you know, when the tape come out the clear,
you the ribbon, know, the ribbon
come out. Yeah, that is, the ribbon come out. The ribbon come out, it's messed up, the doggone song won't play no more. I done rewound it back 20 times because I just need to hear that one part one more time, just one more time. Yep. And as you say, it's starving because I tell Ken all the time, I don't even listen to the radio hardly anymore. I really don't. Yeah. I'll be honest, listening to the audience, I don't. And I always, you know, I'm on SoundCloud and other things looking for other stuff. And I'm always on Pandora and other things, finding other things, just so I can get my old school feel on. I will play that really before I listen. So when Ken tells me, hey, have you heard this new cut? And I'm like, you know I don't listen to the radio. So, you know, give it to me. He's, you know, he's a music connoisseur like yourself, so, you know, you have that in common. And, you know, it is very much starving because I'm about to die. I need some meat and potatoes.
Well, don't die tonight. I'm giving. I've come here to give you a little bit of musical life.
Thank you.
Just
thank
a little
you.
Bit. Y'all can check it out on SoundCloud. Whenever you feel a little down, a little thirsty,
right.
D. Monique Renee on SoundCloud, and it's right there for you. You don't. You do not have to die or waste away. It's out there.
It's
you know. We just gotta search it. D. Monique Renee SoundCloud.
There it is. Did y'all hear that
is.
One more time? D. Monique Renee on SoundCloud. She gonna
right.
feed you. She gonna feed you. Believe
collard
that.
Green.
So go out there on SoundCloud, D. Monique Renee, and I promise you, I've been out there for a while because I'm everywhere when it comes to music, trying to find something new. Any new sound that I hear, I want to see because, like I said, I'm starving, so I'm trying to find something to eat. Now I get full when I listen to Monique, but hey, it's just like anything. When you have it all the time, you want more, and I need some more. So we
need some more.
So
I'm working on some more.
That's what I was about to ask you. Are you working on some more right now?
Yes, I'm working on some new material. Right now, I just came out of my writing phase. You know, I phase everything out, and I'll be going into the studio soon. I'm going to do a few covers first and release those. And then, you know, towards November, October, start releasing some new original material. So stay tuned for that. It will be out there for you guys.
Okay. Awesome. Right. Awesome. Now,
so,
what we're going to do, go ahead.
No, you know, we are equally yoked. So therefore, you know, we've been thinking the same thing. So go right ahead, Mr. Gordon. You have the brain.
No. For those of you who joined a little late, because I know a lot of people, you know, 8 o'clock, you're trying to get in, get home, get yourself settled and everything, and you might have missed a little bit. We are on the line right now with Miss Monique Renee, an up-and-coming, fire-breathing R&B artist who just wants to hit you with everything she got. And I know she has a lot going. She has a lot going right now. This next single I'm gonna put out for everybody to listen to. Monique, can you give us the story behind it? We Can Never Be.
Oh, yeah, I can give you the story on that. That is just a scenario that a friend was going through, you know, told me her situation, that she felt like this guy, they could never be together, even though he was the perfect guy for her, so she felt. But when they tried to get together, it can never work. But it was always because it was never the right time. You know, sometimes we don't know how to let love go, or what we assume to be love. And sometimes good things get confused for love, but they should just never be, you know?
Man, I'm hurting behind that. I'm really hurting behind
mm-hmm.
it.
A lot of us
know how that went.
A lot of us do know about that.
Right person,
yes.
Wrong time.
Yes, wrong time.
Gotta go, bye-bye.
So,
while Kels is having her moment, we are going to go ahead and let this track play for you. It's called We Can Never Be by Miss Monique Renee, and you're listening to us live right now on the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. We will be right back.
Tell me why I always get confused when I meet somebody. It seems too good to be true. I don't know what to say. I had to decide I'd be on my own.
So hold me tight when we first begin. Let me know you're the man. So hold me, so hold me.
Everybody there?
Yes, I am.
I'm here. Still here.
Oh my God, Monique, we can never be. I swear. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You changed my life again. You know, yes. You feeding me tonight. I think I've got meat, potatoes, and girl, I'm getting full. I don't know if I can have room for dessert. If you have dessert on your records, I mean, really?
Yeah, it's plenty of dessert on there. You get in the appetizer, you know. It's even a little wine on there, too. You can drink as well.
Oh, girl, you know
live, love, enjoy life.
Wine. Yes. Yes. So, welcome back, you guys, to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. And, again, our guest tonight is Miss Monique Renee, and she is giving it to us with her music. I swear she's just giving us everything. So, you guys, listening audience, if you have not been tweeting or if you have not been chatting in the chat room is open, please send us your questions. Please post your comments. Also, if you have a question and want to speak and come on live on the show, just dial area code 646-564-9774 and press option 1, and that will notify us that you would like to be brought on live so that you can speak with Miss Monique Renee and us. Even if it's just a comment or if you don't have a question and just want to tell us how good the show is going and how you are enjoying yourself. Again, you can dial into us at area code 646-564-9774 and press option number 1. So, Monique, I have a question for you from myself. I want to know, how do you deal with the naysayers and the critics that we have, that, you know, that every day life just has those. So how do you deal with those type of things?
I really can't focus on the naysayers and my critics. The thing that I do like about them is they keep me going. If everybody was standing around me applauding me and telling me I'm doing such a good job, I think I would grow accustomed to it. But I fight hard to not prove people wrong, but just to – I want God to get the glory out of everything I do. And since I've been young, I've always been told that my voice will be heard in front of thousands, millions, and my greatness will show through because I allow him to guide this ship. And – I know that he's never made a lie. So with that being said, it's going to happen. So I got to keep
amen.
Going.
Amen. 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 All the time. All the time. You got to keep it pushing. I always tell when I've done my speaking engagements, and as of lately, God has been catapulting me and Ken into a different area so I can understand. One of the things that I did at the Telesummit, I gave the ladies a little nugget, which I always call is Kim. Kim is a wonderful friend. I call her all the time in my time of need. And what Kim is K-I-M, keep it moving. Because you don't have time for that. You have to keep going towards, oh, yes. You have to keep it going. You have to keep it moving. You are doing exactly what God has for you. And I always tell this to anybody, you know, follow your plan, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. It's not Trisha's journey. It's not Megan's journey. It is Monique's journey. It's my journey, you know, and you just have to stay laser focused when you're on a task at hand. So, yeah, I definitely can relate and agree with you on that.
Absolutely.
I definitely can. I relate to that. That's a good tidbit right there. Kim, keep it moving.
Yeah,
keep it moving. Now, I know we got some folks out there that's got some questions for you, girl. So, if, again, if you're on the phones, just press 1 to raise your hand so that we can get your question here on live. Or if you just want to just give her a quick shout-out, say, hey, mommy, what's happening? And do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because we really, really want to hear from you, our fans. We want to hear from you, our listening audience, because we are here for you. And we do have a person on the line right now. Let me bring you up. Caller, your last 4 of your phone number is 7392-214 area code. Speak your name and your city that you're calling from, and you can have at it.
DJ. From DeSoto. Monique.
Oh, how? What's up, DJ?
I wanted to give a shout out to my mama. You rock.
Oh, thank you, baby. So do you.
Okay.
I love you.
Hi, this is Dorian. I love you, mommy.
I love you too, baby.
Awesome.
These are the humble beginnings.
I understand. Yes.
That's
it's
so
always
cute.
Good. Yes, it's always good when you have your babies and they support you and they love you and they're just going through it with you because they're on the journey with you. You know?
Yes, they know my songs before y'all do. I mean, word for word.
Exactly.
I know them. They know where they, you know, aspire from. They know how it all started. My kids have grinded with me and their dad since before. I've been doing singing and, you know, touring and all that with, I used to be in a gospel group when I had Dejan that we just called DJ. And when I tell you, we had him on the road. So this life for him, it's a sacrifice. And I keep doing it. They're my motivation because I want it to pay off. Even if I just get so far, I want to take it as far as I can so they can pick it up and be able to run with it. All the connections that I'm making, I'm not just making them for me. I'm making them for my family as well. So shout out to them for shouting me out. Love you, boo-boo.
You have just touched my heart with that statement alone. Because I just said that to Ken, I believe, maybe even not even 48 hours ago. Everything that has happened and that's been going on right now in my, so much that people know, and then some things that people don't even know behind the scenes. Because just like you said to your point, your babies know what's going on better than anybody. They know first. Mm-hmm. And I have to say the same thing about mine. Calvin and Kevon, they know a lot that's going on around here. And everything that we're doing, every sacrifice, all the things that's happening right now, is because I want to leave a legacy, not just for them, but just for others, because I want to leave a mark that someone else can pick up and take it and run with. And not just for my immediate inside family. It's for my whole entire family, the connections, the things that are happening right now, because I got that crazy faith. You know what I mean, Monique?
Yeah.
That crazy faith. That crazy faith that you people think I'm crazy as hell right now. They really do. They think I'm crazy because I'm out here doing whatever we need to do because I know that I have more. There's more that I can give. There's more of me. I know that I have my gifts and my talents and stuff, and I know I'm doing it just alone. I'm doing it not just for me but for others as well. So I definitely, girl, you done made my night with that statement alone. Because I know I'm not by myself.
Hey, what I always say is Coca-Cola didn't come out with the perfect recipe his first try. He had to keep tweaking it, and he had to keep mixing it. And it took him getting with somebody else and taking some medicine that they had, putting it together, and they put it on that cart. That horse drove it right into, pulled it through town. Excuse me, I said drove it, but that horse, you know, it used to all be on the wagon. But it took a few tries to get it right. And now Coca-Cola is everywhere. And let me tell you, with that being said, I'm putting these things together for you guys. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to persevere until I get it right. And Monique Renee will be a household name. It will be.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's it.
That's the same thing I feel about KG Success Factor. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, the thing about it is you have to speak both things into existence. God says the power of life and death is in the tongue. So guess what? Telling you, we have we've got to really, really, you know, take it, you know, excuse me, we have to really, really take that step to just open our mouths and say, this is what I want, this is what I got to have, okay?
Right. Right.
All right. Here's a question that came to me through our chat. Let me just wrote actually it's a series of questions. So let me just go straight to it. First of all, what do you gain from your what do you want your audience to gain from your performance?
From my live performances, I want my audience to feel freed, or I want them to be free to do whatever it is that they want to do. Sometimes you go to a lot of shows to where it's so formal, it's so snooty, you know, the performer just wants to sit on the stool and no one moves. No, I want you to give me as much energy as I'm giving you. I want you to be able to have a good time, let your hair down, because when I'm on stage, I'm really having a great time. That's what I hit the stage to do, is to perform and put on a great show. That comes natural to me, so I would like all my audience, do what comes natural to you. If it's dancing, if it's just clapping, if you just want to keep ordering some drinks, if you just want to sit there and stuff your face, if we're at a restaurant, do whatever makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? Music should bring the best out of you whenever you hear it. It shouldn't be something that you have to do behind closed doors. It should be something that you enjoy and can enjoy with others. So that's what I aim to do. I aim to please and to a lot of people to have a great time and a wonderful experience.
All right, all right. Cool, cool, cool. And what does Monet have coming up for the rest of the year? I know you were talking about kind of just coming out of your writing phase and about to get into the lab and do some things. So what's coming up for the remaining of 2015 for you?
Okay. We're doing, we're going to have a car wash. June 20th is a give back to the community. I partnered up with a heart association group, and we're going to get out there and give back to the community. Any of the donations that you give will go to Caden, which is a heart transplant survivor. So shout out to Caden and his family, the Shelley family. And then September 26th, I'm having a live show. It is tentative, save the date. Like I said, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Mo Renee. Facebook, I am Monique Renee. All of that information, as it comes, will be posted.
All right.
Okay.
And here's one I'm going to have you dig a little bit for. What is your greatest strength musically?
My greatest strength musically is, I don't know, what would I say? I have so many. No, I'm just joking. my greatest strength singing is that I let it come natural. It's nothing that I force. You know, sometimes you have people that they can run, they can do rolls, they singing deep in the ocean, high in the mountains. But I really just try to close my eyes and get into that place to where I am relatable, because everything I sing about is an experience, you know, something that I've gone through, especially if it's my original material. Now, I'm not talking when I do covers on stage at live shows, but whenever you hear me singing my material, my strength there is relating with the words that I'm saying to you and you feeling what I'm singing. That just comes from the soulful part, because I'm really singing from my soul. And I'm trying to give you what I am, and I can only be me. I feel like God has blessed me with the singing ability and the talent, so I want it to I want to be able to identify with you as deep as I can with your soul, you know, with the words that I'm giving you. So I'm a soul singer, so I'm good at speaking to your soul.
All right, we hear that. We hear that. All right.
That was another question
more.
That came. Ken, do you have one, and I know I have one on this side too, so go ahead with your question.
Okay, one last question on this side. I know you talked about Jodeci and Heatwave and the Gap Band and other groups, you know, other influence and so forth. So who else does Monique Relay listen to for inspiration to give her that juice to get in the lab and write, get in the studio and belt one out, or get on stage and just rock the mic?
The artist that I go to, Chaka Khan. I love Chaka. Her voice is like an instrument to me. Reminds me of a trumpet. So a lot of voices that I identify that with, I'm really into them, like the Jasmine Sullivan, the Jill Scott. I love Brandy. She is a vocal beast. They call her the vocal Bible, and there's a reason for that, people. But I really, really love her. My gospel roots, the Clark Sisters, have been a group of ladies that I've always look to for inspiration of how to do new things. I imitated them first, I would like to say, when I was younger coming up. And, of course, let's not forget Whitney Houston. Love her to death. Her voice was and is amazing, you know. God rest her soul. But that lady can sing, and I love her. Love her. That's just a few.
Yeah, just a few, huh? All right. Yes, you said you had a question as well, sweetheart.
Yes, apparently, Monique Renee, you have touched somebody's soul today, and they would like to know where they can get. What is the when will you actually release an album, or is that just in the works? And how do they really truly get all your music? I do mean they put in caps all
my music. Well, you can get all of my original material is on SoundCloud. Like I said earlier, it's the Monique Renee. So everything, I did an EP, and that's what I went in working on last year, and I went ahead and just released all the music on the EP. If you would like to purchase one of my songs, it's everywhere, Amazon, MP3, what is it, Apple, Amazon, everywhere. You can just find my music on any of the digital, Spotify, iTunes. You can find it out there on any of the musical distribution websites. But like I said, my music, if you want to hear everything I've done, I am Monique Renee out on SoundCloud.
Okay. All right. I think that quite answered it. So, Ken, I think we need to bless the audience with one more of her songs.
Yes, we will. And we're about to go into one more song, and then we're going to get ready to close it out with our lovely guest tonight, Miss Monique Renee. And this song right here is called One Thing. Keep your ears open, close your eyes, and just let this music move you, all right? We'll be back.
All my life I've been stranded, searching for one thing, the thing they call love. I
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All she wants is one thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Monique, 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 you have blessed.
Monique, I'm not gonna play with you.
real quick, can I give a couple of shout outs real quick?
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right. I wanna give a shout out to Perrion. You can reach him. That is my producer, production. Love him to death. You can follow him also on Instagram if you like the track that you heard. That's who you need to get with. You can reach him on I Am Perrion. And I would like to kick a shout-out to my assistant, Nikki Dope. She also has a blog, and you can see her blog at NikkiDope.com. That's all. Oh.
Awesome. And wait a minute. Who is your band? Because, I mean, the cat that was on the guitar in that last song, I'm like, he was off the chart.
Well, his name is Jason. They call him Jay, and he is cold. And the band that I use for my live performances is Soulful Sounds. Shout out. You can also see them, know where they're going to be. They also have Facebook, Soulful Sounds. So that's Sounds with a Z. Don't get it twisted.
All right, we got it. You hear that? That is Soulful Sounds with AZ, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, and she said it just like that, don't get it twisted. All right. Well, Monique, I have to tell you right now, sweetheart, we thank you so much for spending this hour with us, you know, kicking it with us, sharing your passion, your gift, your music with us, not only us, but with our listening audience. And I'm telling you right now, for those of you who are listening right now and you got friends that you know that didn't make it on here, tell them, hey, you can still listen to Ken and Kelsey with Miss Monique Renee on blogtalkradio.com/ Destiny Empowerment Radio. They can click on the link to our show. It just says it's a Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. They can click on that link. You can also link up with us at the Success Factor. Kelsey is at Kelsey on Twitter. Is it at Boss Lady Gordon on Instagram now?
Yeah.
I thought so, because I was like, yeah, you switched it up on the front. That's what I'm saying.
It's Boss Lady. So, yes, you can reach us out on all the social media outlets and stuff. And, yes, if you are looking to make some changes in your life and wanting to get to the dreams and all the gifts and be able to operate in your gifts and talents, then KG Success Factor is the business for you. So please reach out to us at KG Success Factor, and we will definitely get with you and go from there. Also, as my wonderful partner in crime just said, as soon as this show ends, we will upload it and get it all sent out so that way it can be shared. You can go back and listen in the archives and listen to the entire show. Share the links in to your friends and stuff. We just want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the Success Factor with Kendrick and Kelsey Gordon. Again, we're on every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, don't forget about all our other shows on the Destiny Empowerment Network. We have the relationship coach, Mr. Montavia Morrow, who is on every Sunday night at 7 p.m., and also our Business Makeover Edition with Ms. Sharice Riley. So again, Monique Renee, we love you, giving you kisses, virtual kisses, and thank you for joining us and playing with us tonight on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Right, and for a few seconds, Mo, plug all your media outlets where they can reach you, sweetheart.
All right, Instagram, Monique Renee TX, Twitter, Mo Renee, and that's MoReNeE. Facebook, I Am Monique Renee. And for booking, you can send me an email at momusicinfo@yahoo.com. SoundCloud, be Monique Renee. And that's
all right.
That's how you reach me.
All right. And we will plug that again on social media, so you'll see the promo card that comes up. It will have all that information on that as well. Thank you all so much for joining the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey tonight. We love you all. We appreciate you all. And as we go out, Ms. Monique Renee is going to take us out again. We're going to have to go back with how we started. I want it all. God bless you. And remember, you hold the keys to your success. Good night.
You said that you want me, but you ain't really.